First of all, let me say, Michaela, we respect the fact that the Minister came onto the radio, but there has been no follow-up or action since that has occurred. He did make arrangements with yourself to come on live on the 10 to 1 show, but failed to do so, and there still has been no follow-up to that. The Minister's reply stands because there has been no correction of that reply officially from the Minister or from his department official. So that stands as the record, that stands as the official position of what is in store for St. Joseph's Hospital. So there's total confusion, and my committee, our committee have met on a number of occasions, and we are of the view that we're uncertain as to what the current position is, and we've been thrown into confusion.
And you have received in the past many written guarantees as such, but now you say the confidence is dented in any confirmation that you are going to receive.
We have failed to receive any written guarantee other than these two guarantees. One was the political decision of Minister Kathleen Lynch in January of 2016 to replace the long-term dementia unit beds at St. Joseph's Hospital, the long-staying residential beds and the dementia unit to be replaced. And the only other written statement we have is the reply that the Minister gave to a question from the Laois Cuan Chiúla, Deputy Patha Cope Gallagher, saying that there was no future for long-term residential long-stay beds and dementia unit at St. Joseph's Hospital. So we are terribly afraid of what the future holds.
And indeed, there is an urgent need for the future to be concreted, most importantly for the people who are at the hospital and their families.
Absolutely. A lot has been said. A lot has been said by a lot of people. We have had conflict, and we have had ministers contradicting ministers. Now we have had a minister orally contradict his own written statement, which is part of the official record of Dáil Éireann. And nothing is guaranteed. We need direct government intervention immediately. We need cast iron guarantees in writing to allay the fears of those who are in those beds, their families, and to allay the fears of the people of our communities. And this is putting added risk putting added risk on the physical and mental well-being of people who are vulnerable, and family members who are vulnerable, and family members who are elderly. And this is not good enough, and I'm calling on the government to intervene directly and immediately, without delay, give a correction to the reply, an official correction, and also to give us cast iron guarantees, written guarantees, to ensure the residential beds in the dementia unit in St. Joseph's for future generations.